Today's bulletin brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Brady Evans. Businesses say they could dish out the COVID-19 jab like they do for the flu, as the federal government explores ways to speed up the vaccine rollout. From Canberra, Amanda Kopp reports.
Business leaders representing 7.5 million workers have met with Treasurer Josh Frydenberg and the head of the COVID-19 task force. The Treasurer saying businesses will communicate the importance of getting vaccinated with their staff. He says there could also be benefits for customers who get vaccinated.
Airlines, we're talking about frequent flyer points and other benefits, for example. I think it's more than a snag at Bunnings that we're talking about.
Mr. Frydenberg also rejected calls for JobKeeper to be reinstated for Sydney as it goes into its third week of lockdown. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Canberra.
Police in New South Wales are set to offer a $1 million reward for information that leads to a breakthrough over a deadly blaze at a famous Sydney amusement park. The 1979 ghost train fire at Luna Park killed six boys and a male. At the time, police blamed the fire on an electrical fault, but claims in the past suggest the late Sydney businessman Abe Saffron may have been implicated. Police are hoping the offer of a substantial reward will entice someone in the community to come forward with information. Australia's mining industry says it will take action to eliminate sexual harassment amid a spate of assault allegations. Madeline Riddell reports.
Several women have come forward to police in recent weeks detailing claims of assaults on major mining sites in Western Australia. Industry executives and political leaders have backed calls for a parliamentary inquiry into the safety of female mining workers. The Minerals Council of Australia today released a national industry code on eliminating sexual harassment, emphasising that all allegations must be treated seriously, confidentially and sensitively. Member companies are required under the code to provide alternative working arrangements to assist victims, facilitate access to support services, and take reasonable steps to protect individuals from victimisation or reprisals.
Tasmania's Labor opposition has re-elected Rebecca Wyatt as leader after David O'Byrne stepped down following sexual harassment allegations. Ms. Wyatt was elected unopposed at a party caucus meeting, with Anita Dow remaining as deputy. Ms. Wyatt had stepped down from the role in the wake of Labor's third straight state election defeat in May. Mr. O'Byrne, who was elected as leader last month, formally resigned from the position after being accused of inappropriate behaviour with a female union colleague more than a decade ago. He says he thought it was consensual at the time, but now understands it was not. To sport, and in the AFL, Fremantle coach Justin Longmuir says Michael Walters won't get dropped this week and that he'll do everything possible to help the out-of-form veteran regain his mojo. Walters' form slump has been a big talking point this year, with the 2019 All-Australian struggling in his role as a permanent forward. And Essendon are hopeful captain Dyson Heppel will miss just one match after having surgery on an injured thumb. Heppel underwent an operation this morning and won't play against Adelaide at Docklands on Friday night. It is a blow for the Bombers as they look to snap a two-match losing skid and keep their finals hopes alive.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
It's 5 minutes past two here on Alive 90.5, Your Sound, Your Community. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Mario, how are you today?
Not bad, Matt, yourself?
Good, man. I mean, well, not after I heard about the COVID lockdown being extended for another week.
I truly believe that this is going to exercise mental health to everybody. But, you know, wishing all our listeners to stay, you know, as positive as possible and to, you know, reach us here in the studio on Alive 90.5, Matt and Mario, or any other presenters, if you'd like to share some of your stories or, you know, help to each other. Please obey by the rules. The New South Wales Health provided, stay at home. And thank you for joining us in studio from today, on Wednesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Business Insights with Matt and Mario. Matt, what is yours?
Guys, we have a very special guest, someone who I've I've been quite close with for a while now, and someone who's a very big inspiration to my life. His name is Nathan Miola. Nathan, how are you today?
Hey, Matt, I'm good, thank you.
It's great to talk to you, man. I got to say, guys, so if you aren't aware, Nathan is the, correct me if I'm wrong, community manager. I'm very sorry. I've been very
He is a community manager sometimes. But before that one, Nathan, may I ask you one question? Do you wear this very moment short sleeves or long sleeves?
Short sleeves.
My God, what's wrong with you? Are you like Matt is today in a long sleeves, but I must share something with you. Like, you know, past 2 months, you know, it's very cold in studio. He's in short sleeves. So, like, I just want to ask because he's your guest there. But Nathan, welcome to the studio with us. Thank you for joining us online. Unfortunately, we will host you as soon as possible we can in the studio, but due to COVID regulations, we need to have you online. And thank you again for being us with the studio, Nathan. Matt, you want to ask something, or would you like to go on to something else?
Nathan, I would love to just, for our listeners now, I know you quite well, although for our listeners, who is Nathan? Where do we go from there?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but you can start with your, we can start, Nathan, with your credit card and PIN number, please.
So yeah, short sleeves and shorts all day today. It was quite cold this morning. And I would love to be in the studio to give you both a big, great big hug.
Oh, thank you.
So I look forward to that day. And it's nice to meet you, Mario.
Oh, thank you, Nathan.
And also thank you both for this opportunity. I feel honored and blessed that anybody would like to talk to me, let alone broadcast it. So I really appreciate it.
So if you don't mind, Nathan, for our audience, just a brief introduction into who is Nathan.
Nathan is a man. I, like Matt said, I'm community manager for an organization called Warrior Within. And we use breathwork, meditation, and we teach mythology and storytelling to help men to tap into their mythic imagination, to crack open their hearts, and to feel more deeply. So that's Warrior Within. So I'm a facilitator. I run men's circles and facilitate a 12-week program in Warrior Within, which is an initiation program for men. I'm a storyteller. My kind of career started as a PT. I was a PT for around 5 years, and I moved into the PT world after losing 130 kilos.
Excuse me. Okay, come back to this. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Okay. This is. So, thank you, Matt, for bringing Nathan in the studio with us.
Yeah.
Was that funny, Mario?
Yeah, it is. Like, I have more questions. So please continue, Nathan. You lost 130 kilos. Yes.
I lost 130 kilos, and in the process, moved into personal training. I ran my own personal training business for 5 years. And then transitioned and moved as I deepened into understanding more emotionally some of the unconscious and emotional reasons why I had got myself into that life. I started to work with clients in that way and transitioned into a coaching business. First working with the emotional obesity and helping people lose weight, and then moving from there into much more working with emotions much more deeply, relationship coaching, and then into men's work itself, into working with men. I organized a men's event in 2019 called Island of Men, which had 100 men. Matt was there. And
it was an incredible event too.
Yeah, so 100 men gathered out in the bush, experiencing brotherhood, connection, and some of the stuff now that I work with in Warrior Within. And now I'm part of Warrior Within in this role, I'm living a life that I often have to pinch myself. I feel very blessed to be able to do the thing that fulfills me, that I'm passionate about, helping people, speaking with men, and just to have a huge network of brothers that I can lean on, call on, and support. So I'm very blessed. I live here in Sydney with my parents in Picnic Point, southwest Sydney. And
Matt, Nathan's a very humble man.
Yeah. I've got a question. So, but if we go back in your story just a little bit more towards the beginning, when you overcame such a great deal of obesity and made a better version of yourself, you became a PT. What, if you don't mind me asking, what did it take for you to get to that point? Because you must have been quite heavy, obviously, to lose 130 kilos. What took it? So, what made you get to that point?
Well, there's one thing I want to address in your question, which struck me, is you said I made myself a better version of myself. It's taken me a very long time to understand that that's actually what I was trying to do. And now as I come kind of full circle, I can look back and realize that that pursuit to become better was an addiction.
It was an addiction, right.
So, and that journey to becoming better was fueled by a feeling that I wasn't good enough as I was. And so, yes, I did lose weight, and yes, I did turn my life from a place where really I felt I had no future whatsoever, that there was nothing but darkness, pain, and death in my future, and where I had given up on life to the point that I am now. But I don't feel that I'm better in any way. And in fact,
is this a reality, Matt? Because, you know, I try to understand the man we're talking with right now. Mm. So humble, so genuine, so honest. But if I may go a step back, Nathan, you said you lost 130 kilos. Mm. What was your weight before you lost 130 kilos?
The 250.
250 kilos?
Yeah, 250.
May I ask when you, how did you gain 250 kilos? What takes the man to be 250 kilos? Let me, just before you answer, I'm 125 kilos now. So, like, you know what I mean? So, like, this is not like, you know, I'm the skinny guy. Like, and, you know, good looking man. And, like, I have a six pack. So, I'm 125 kilos. But what happened to the man to gain 250 kilos?
A lot of hard work, Mario.
Yes.
It takes an incredible amount of work to put on that much weight. I worked at it very hard for over 18 years of my life.
Yes.
And if I think about it now, to think what it would take for me now to put on 100 yes. kilos, it's something that I wouldn't have the discipline or the consistency to be able to do. So emotionally, I was terrified of being seen. I was terrified of being seen, and so I attempted to become invisible. Now, the harder I attempted to become invisible, the bigger I got. And I retreated inside myself. And as long as I had the barrier between what I knew inside myself to yes. be unworthy, disgusting creature.
And do you know what? Sorry to interrupt you there. You know, like, I know that Matt is going to, you know, I always come back to the one thing. Everybody is a general after the battle. Everybody talks about leadership. Everybody talks is a great when everything is perfect in your life. But nobody talks, nobody, and Matt will agree with me, you know, nobody will talk about their mistakes, you know, because moral and ethics, everybody's bound by this. But yet I have you in online with us in studio on Line 90.5 Business Insights with Matt and Mario admitting 18 years of hard work gaining 250 kilos, and yet you're saying it was, sorry, I'm using no word you said, but despicable to look at yourself. Nathan, I congratulate you, and thank you for being our guest today. We'll take a short break. What do you say, Mike?
Sounds good. All right, guys, listening to Business Insights with Matt and Mario. We'll be back shortly after this break. Stay with us.
Son, 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 son. You're gonna grow up, you're gonna get old. All that glitter. that it don't turn to gold. But until then, just have your fun, boy. Run, 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 run. That good Lord, give me. I can make it last 3, 4, 5 days. Living it up, but living down low. Chasing that luck before I get old. Looking back, oh, we had some fun. Boy, run, 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 run. They tell you that the sky might fall. They'll say that you might lose it all. So I'll run until I hit that wall. Yeah, I learned my lesson. Count my blessings up to the rising sun. Run, run, run. Yeah, one day, well, the sky might fall. Yeah, one day I can lose it all. So I run until I hit that wall. If I learn one lesson, count your blessings until the rising sun. And run, run, run. But I got what I need, yeah, yeah, yeah. I see that light in the morning shining down on me. So take me up high, take me down low. Bury it all in somebody knows. But until then, let's have some fun, yeah. Run, 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 run. They tell you that the sky might fall. They'll say that you might lose it all. So I'll run until I hit that wall. Yeah, I learned my lesson, count my blessings up to the rising sun. Run, run, run. Yeah, one day, well, the sky might fall. Yeah, one day I could lose it all. So I run until I hit that wall. If I learn one lesson, count your blessings up to the rising sun. Run, run, run. Sun, yeah, run, run, run.
Thanks for listening to the best in community radio, Alive 90.5.
For over 25 years, ATP Accounting and Taxation Professionals has been doing business accountancy, tax agency and advisory. Based in Norwest Business Park, Farid Zeki, founder of ATP, is passionate about helping clients grow their business, achieve greater profits, enjoy wealth, minimise tax, maintain cash flow and protect assets. If you are a business or individual who plans to succeed in wealth management and greater financial freedom, please call Farid on 8850-3888 or email farid@atpaccounting.com.au. He is always open for business connections and opportunities. atpaccounting.com.au, your friendly accounting and taxation professionals. Station sponsor.
This train will be stopping at Pendle Hill, Toongabby, Seven Hills.
Blacktown! You are my Blacktown, my only Blacktown. You make me happy when skies are grey. You never notice how much I love you. Please don't take my Blacktown away.
Mount Druitt, St Mary's, Werrington.
Show your support and show up. Blacktown City FC. Your town, your team.
The average person spends 44 minutes a day thinking about food. At OzHarvest, thinking about food is a full-time job because we're always looking for new ways to nourish our country and combat food waste and hunger. Every day, we rescue quality surplus food across Australia and deliver it to those who'd otherwise go hungry. And you can help. Every dollar donated to OzHarvest can provide 2 meals to people in need. Visit OzHarvest.org. Thought for food.
Twenty-one minutes past two here on Alive 90.5. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Here we are live with Nathan Miola, the community manager of Warrior Within. A young Nathan, would you call it a men's health circle? How would you frame it?
We're just a brotherhood of men that gather together and learn together. That's all.
How did Warrior Within start?
2017, down in Melbourne, I was living down in Melbourne, and I met Asher Packman. Asher Pacman he's the president of Meditation Australia, current president.
Oh, okay.
Back then, he started a meditation group for men, and I was part of that first session. Over the next couple of years, that kind of moved into men's circles that he was hosting at his home. And as we continued through that time, I moved back to Sydney, and then when COVID struck last year, we made the move to develop an app, develop a community platform, and to bring everything online. So now we offer weekly sessions in meditation, breathwork, mythology. I run a men's circle every week online, and we have international teachers and guests coming monthly. And so, yeah, that's kind of how it got to where it is now, and it's really taking off. We're just about to start actually tomorrow night the first session of our Warriors Way program.
Tomorrow night, that's right, I think I saw someone the 8th you guys are starting. So, and just with what you've currently rolled out, how's the engagement been? How do you think the men have been taking the content you guys have been putting forward to them?
Running community and building engagement has been challenging for me. It's been a lot of learning in terms of content, consistency, and just building engagement in a platform that's not on Facebook, actually. So we've got our own, obviously our own platform, and in this world with lots of distractions, I feel like the men who are currently in there are really showing up, really starting to show up with some consistency to the sessions, and I feel like we are really tapping into a very needed market right now of men's work, and introducing more and more men to men's work, particularly at this time, being pretty much the only ones doing it online in this way. So I feel very blessed to be in this position with Warrior Within, poised to really take off very, very soon.
Yeah. So, and one thing I wanted to just touch on briefly. So you mentioned there's a need for men's, like men's circles, like men's work out there. Why do you think that's the case?
Personal development, coaching, spirituality, let's start with personal development and coaching. It's its own thing, but it's very, very focused on being better, making more money, getting more leads, or in some way pushing. Spirituality is about enlightenment and ascension, and there's a whole rhetoric about positivity, just be positive, high vibe. You know, that is not useful for men, right? It's
not.
So men's work,
right?
Particularly what we do at Warrior.
We're going to block him now.
Yeah. No, it's not, because it's bypassing it. You know, we don't need to be more positive all the time. What we need is to dive down deeply into our grief and deeply into our emotions to feel what's down there in the darkness, instead of looking always up. So what we do at Warrior Within is to look down and in. And we go down into the earth and down into our grief. And this process for men, gathered with other men, connected with mythology and old ancient stories, is what allows us to move through these dark states and to come to a place of resiliency inside. So it's the opposite direction to the personal development and spiritual enlightenment game, which just isn't very helpful for men.
Nathan, may I ask one question? Because usually Matt and I we like to cut people when I talk. You know what I mean? Because we have so many questions, and there is a very, very few moments in our studio when Matt and I were really quiet. We're silent because we're soaking everything what you're saying. Now, you said there's a market, but, I grew up in a different society. Matt, he knows, typical communist society where the man is a man and man has no right to complain, to be sad, to grieve, you know, not, you know, you need to be the man. Now, I'm truly admiring you that you are to the spirituality, storytelling, ancient and mystical, you know, stories from the past, you try to connect a man. Do you see that there is a resistance in men, or because society actually says, you know, men should not complain, or do you see the men actually screaming because they need help as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is a resistance to...
I mean, you know, like we're there witnessing, you know, I can say from my point of view, and, you know, I'm the father of the one, and he's 18 and a half years old, and I try to educate him to be everything what I am, you know, I try to educate him not to become what I was with my father, because, you know, I wasn't able to, you know, say to my father, I injured myself, for example, right, or... You know, I will cry. You know, he'll bash me, literally. He will say to me, like, you know, are you a girl? Or, you know, I mean, are you embarrassing to me and everything else? And that society sort of brings this reserve for the women to seek the help. But, you know, I can see to the lockdown past 18 months that, you know, I can see that the men like to share their misfortune or, you know, mental problems. And I will say about myself as well, so I can relate to you. You say you're 250 kilos, I was 147, and I couldn't watch myself in the mirror. But the funny thing it is, like everybody says to me, don't worry, you know, you just, you know, you're going to lose the weight and everything else. But I was embarrassed to talk to anybody, particularly females, right? And honestly, I didn't even know that any group exists, you know, I mean, like yourself, which is very, very, you know, beneficiary for any man after hearing what you guys are doing. To even talk about men's problem, that men as a man, I have the, you know, downfalls and faults and so these things.
Nathan, do you see those like social, like, I hate calling them norms, but like stigmas that that, you know, men are this, men are that, that they can't talk about this. Do you still see that in society today?
Whether I see it in society or not, I think that we are moving our way from that to something new. I see that men are now exploring what it means to be a man, and that's not a very easy question to answer because I don't think it has an answer. I think the closest that I've gotten to an answer about what is a man is simply the willingness to look within, the willingness to...
Nathan, if I can cut you there. So give us one example, why the man wants to be, you know, I mean, seek the help or talk to you. What do you see as a common reason the man comes to you? And secondly, you said something very interesting. We never look inside in the darkness. We're always looking up, you know what I mean? So can you just elaborate those two things, please.
Sure, I'll elaborate and try and keep it brief at the same time.
Yes.
Men often come to us at a point where everything that they have built, everything that they think that they are, everything that they've accumulated in their life, everything that they've strived for and have been told is what it means to be a man. Mm. The degree, the wife, the kids, the job, the health, all of that crumbles. Some of it crumbles, and they find themselves in a period of crisis. We call this in mythology the descent. And what the descent is the inevitable moment when all of those things that were created in a life that aren't aligned to your soul crumble. It needs to crumble because it's not aligned, building on a foundation of sand, so to speak. So if there's things in life that you've been accumulating that are not based on what you want, not based on the alignment of your soul, those things inevitably will crumble. And when they do, a man is thrown into absolute crisis and darkness and suffering, and he doesn't know how long he's going to be there or how to get out or what it means to be down there, because we are so disconnected from the mythological map that tells us that this is a natural and inevitable step. in the initiation from boyhood to manhood. So without knowing that, a man will be in absolute turmoil and he feels that there's no way out. This is right there what we deal with and what we work with, because when we tell myths, the myths show us not only how to get out from there, but also why it's important to be down there and what is the gold that can be discovered while you're down there. It's a complete shift on the way that we see depression and mental illness and all of that.
Is it the myths themselves that change that outlook on those things? And if so, why?
The myths are medicine, and they've been told since the beginning of time. They're passed down orally through generations and generations, so they have something to teach us. And we, as a culture, are very disconnected from mythology and from mythic imagination. So we can't place ourselves in the myth like we could in indigenous times or tribes or whatnot, when we had myths to explain the world. So it's not that the myth has medicine in it, and listening to it and learning how to listen to myth, it does change the way that we view reality. It gives us a map that we can locate ourselves in. And when we locate ourselves, I mean, if you could locate yourself and you're in a really dark place, but you hear a story that's been told for 10,000 years that talks about exactly where you are and exactly what happens next, you can breathe a sigh of relief knowing, oh, people have been experiencing this for 10,000 years. Like, okay, I can do this. It is an understanding that the myth is much bigger than just your life. And that's a very, that takes a lot of the pressure off, to know that life will continue beyond just the boundaries of this one birth and death of yours. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, personally, I've got to say, like, Nathan, you know my story of suicide and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, in terms of my experience with that, being able to hear a story that, you know, is similar and makes me feel heard, but not only feel heard and like understood that I'm not the only one, but that there is another side to it all and that things mm-hmm. can develop, grow and become different was mm-hmm. a powerful thing for me and truly turned my life around. And mm-hmm. I got to say, yeah, I mean, guys, if you're listening to this and you're in that rough place, seek people like Nathan. Seek people like Nathan. They're going to be able to guide you, share stories as well that are going to impact you and be of value. Guys, you're listening to Business Insights with Mario and Matt here on Alive 90.5. We're going to take you to a short break, 26 minutes to 3. We'll be back soon. This will be Hilltop Hoods with 1955.
Alive 90.5.
If you're feeling low, then give it a go.
You know when you're doing a song about a small town?
Well, try Lambert Sniffing Salts today.
You get it started with a cliche, you know what I'm saying? Lie.
Time moves a little slower here. The pain fills, cause the summer's here exclusive fair. And we're new and in, no way you would know of. Locals here, right, they show up just to show off. For men, take a load off, just to watch the day go by. Philosophizing with the friends like they play to. They prophesied on the bench by the main road, right. They got a fire, some like Ayo with you say so, guys. But what a banger, Fox News got them lit. The shockers, fundamentalists, the new communists. A girl with a shopping list, clutch a handbag close. I'm like, damn man, then it's all back has jokes. Cause I'm a gentleman, but then again, most of us are. First name basis in the bank, the post office, the bar, the grocery, the pass. A lady, I ain't trying to grab your pension. The old men on the bench.
Direct from the transistor radio in your lounge room. It's the entertainment that the whole family can enjoy.
Well, I say, looking slick will do the trick, so try Barry's Brill.
Well, let's go, let's go.
Well, living in the days when everybody's saying, what a time to be alive. But I'm feeling out of place like living out of space, cause it seems I'm stuck in time. It's like we ride through life.
Right, in the shadow of the cold.
And that's so quiet.
could hold your 55. Time moves a little slower here. Day feels like a week, it feels like it could go a year. And we know we're near nothing, man, it's so true. I don't tell them where I'm from, I tell them where I'm close to. And I could go through an atlas and show you on a map, but you'd still look at me sideways and treat me like I'm backwards. But that's just fine, it so happens. I'm happy living in a city that is trapped in time. While you're lined up in traffic, I'm not panicked by transit. I'm back in time for a TV dinner around an early night. Cause we get dressed to travel, got an early flight. Been doing laps of the earth, we're doing laps of the sun. Trying to put where I'm at on a map, cause where I'm from we never get a mention, but all that and then some. Once again the old men on the bench.
And across the country they came in waves of thousands upon thousands of flying discs descending from the planet Mars.
For the closest shave, try a Wilson's razor today.
Well, let's go, let's go. Took a hold, you're 55.
Where we go, where we go, this will always be home. No matter where we go, this will always be home. No matter where we go, this will always be home. No matter where we go, this will always be home.
If you can't beat the summer heat, then what you need is a Wardell's. Wardell refrigerators, the cooler choice. The dieting revolution, taking the world by storm.
Well, Montaigne, let's
go.
Hello, I'm Sam Amone and Director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, the specialist in residential management. Call us on 9980 9860. We pride ourselves on taking the stress out of property management, looking after you and your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, call me, Sam Amone from Cherrybrook Real Estate, 9980 9860.
Station sponsor.
Ever have that sinking feeling that you forgot to get the gas bottle filled for the barbecue or outdoor heater? Do you worry about transporting a gas bottle in the boot of your car? Kangaroo Gas has got you covered. Kangaroo Gas will deliver 8.5 kilogram gas bottles to your home or business. Call 0405 LPG LPG or go to kangaroogas.com.au. That's 0405 LPG LPG online at kangaroogas.com.au or find them on Facebook. Station sponsor.
Matt Caruana here with Business Insights with Mario and Matt. It's 20 minutes to 3 here on Alive 90.5, your sound and your community. Here we're live with Nathan Miola, the community manager of Warrior Within, a men's circle where they are empowering men through mythology, through storytelling, and also through the powerful community that they have within. Now, Nathan, one thing you touched on very briefly, was resilience. What makes a man resilient, and what does it mean to be resilient?
Moving through tough stuff.
Nathan, can I, if I may say something again. I'm very grateful for you finding time today with us in studio. And I'll come back to my experience again. I always appreciate and have a high regards to people who turn their negative experience, misfortune, into the tool to help other ones. Because one thing nobody can judge, it's an effort. Whatever you do, if you put effort, you can't judge the effort. And the people have a tendency to judge the effort. So Nathan, may I ask you one thing? When did you start that business and that program, Warrior Within?
So I told you about 2017 being part of it. And I would say that Asher is the founder of the business, and my role in the business now it wasn't me who started it. I have in my life started a personal training business and a coaching business.
Yes, you said that.
And
yes.
Run my own business. And it was always a struggle. You know, it was always very difficult for me. And I had great visions of being on stage and speaking to thousands of people. You know, Tony.
Well, let's go make this happen. Our boss in the radio station, Darren Capes Davis, is listening, and I'm hoping he's going to make this happen on this radio station next hour show in live with you. So we're going to make a show that more people listen to you. We can have about 1 million listeners on this radio show. Seriously, Nathan, and you know, you're gonna be tonight on a what's it calling, on a podcast. So let's go make this happen. What else?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, right? It took me a long time of trying to create that personal brand for myself, and my journey now has been in actually letting go of that, in actually letting go of. Of the need to fulfill those dreams and visions that were created from a wounded place.
Mm-hmm.
And since doing so, my life has improved dramatically.
Yes.
And I feel much more present and much more peaceful and much more calm without having to chase the ideas of success that I had been following that weren't coming from my truest, deepest purpose.
Yeah.
How did you let go of those things? Because, I mean, so many people have similar goals, similar aspirations, dreams. You know, they want to be in the not only the big stage, but they want the fame, they want the money, the fortune. How do you let go of that and actually understand that that's coming from a bad place?
Yeah, well, I think Nathan's going to answer right now why he's continued with that dream, because most of the people give up their dreams. Most of the people give up of their... as soon as they hit the obstacle wall, they, you know, Nathan, maybe I'm wrong, but please correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, well, you were just then telling me what you thought I was going to answer.
No, that'll be my one, you know, I mean, because I have my dreams as well, and, you know, being ridiculed and laughed as well, you know, even when I'm senior citizen, I'm almost 50, yeah. But, you know, I mean, but the thing it is, yeah. And my English is not hubble good, but the thing it is,
yeah.
You tell us.
There is a message out there at the moment, particularly in entrepreneur space, which says never quit, never give up, keep pushing, keep fighting, keep moving forward, keep going, right?
Yes.
The question I had to continually ask myself is this the direction for me, or am I trying to get this for some other reason? So in that pursuit, there were things that I needed to look at to say, hey, why is this so hard? Why am I fighting so hard for this? And maybe I need to let go of this. So my journey from the beginning I am a quitter. And I say that having worked through the shame around being a quote-unquote quitter. Because to be honest with you, I've quit most of the things I've ever started in my life.
Sorry, and, stop there. Can you say this again? Did you say you're the quitter?
I'm a quitter.
You know what? I'm serious. When I see you, I'm going to give you a hug. And I mean, serious, like a Teletubbies. Say us why, you know, because there's no... See, this is what I'm at. You know, would you agree with me? Maybe you can disagree. For this, what Nathan says, public on radio, that's what makes you the unique person. That's what makes you strong leader, you know, admitting those things. Because everybody hiding it. I mean, like, sorry, Nathan, it's up to you. So.
Yeah. No, and I say that quite seriously. It takes a tremendous amount of quitting to get to 250 kilos. It takes a tremendous amount of quitting in order to commit to eating, right? So when... You know, I was hearing these messages, these motivational messages about never quit, and it just made me feel worse because I knew that I had quit almost everything, including jobs, businesses, relationships, over and over and over again. And so when I was able to move through the shame of that and accept that aspect of myself, you know what I realized? I realized that I was very good at quitting and that it's a very valuable skill. And I looked around at some of the men in my life and some of the people who I was coaching, and they had a tremendous difficulty quitting, so that they were filling their lives with so much stuff. It was that they had no space to listen to what their soul is telling them to do. So they've the life is so full and they're so afraid of quitting because they've been taught that quitting, winners never quit and quitters never win, that they cannot and could not quit anything in their life. And what that eventually led to was burnout and crash and that dark place that I told you about. So I learned, I went on a pursuit to learn how to quit properly. And what I realized that was any champion in this life who's achieved great things has become very, very good at quitting, because it takes a tremendous amount of quitting in order to commit to
Jesus, this is good. I mean, it's very hard to impress me. I mean, you don't know me, but I'll tell you once in person when we be there, but Matt, you know, it takes tremendous amount of quitting in order to know, you know, I mean, how to win. I mean, it's
you ask any Olympic gold medalist to tell you a story about all the things they have to quit in order to keep going. You know, they have to quit. And not only that, but let me just finish by saying it takes a huge amount of commitment to quit things.
It does. I mean, when I hear that, the first thing that comes up for me is, how hard is it for most people to say no? They don't say no. Everyone's a yes man. Everyone wants to please everyone. You know, they want to make sure that, you know, no one dislikes them. I mean, it comes from insecurities, obviously. But guys, quitting can make you...
You're right. It's very hard to say no.
Yeah. You know, I say people who come to me and they're struggling with life, I say, you know, there's probably three or four things in your life right now that you don't want to be doing, that you're afraid to quit. And if you, instead of focusing on adding more to your life, if you were to focus on letting go of these two or three things, your life would change dramatically. And you wouldn't have to do anything. You would just have to release control on those things.
So Nathan, before we take a break, do you mind to share with our listeners, you mentioned beginning it's a 12-week program. What is this 12-week program encompass? What the man can expect from that program? There is no Nutella for sure, right? I bet there's no chocolates and there's no Nutella.
What?
Chocolates and Nutella. So like that doesn't encompass this 12-week program. There's no chocolates and Nutella.
It's very okay. I'm going to try and explain it, but we have to move very far away from the do's and don'ts, restrictions, and even telling people what to do.
Yeah.
This is a journey down into the depths of feeling emotion and grief. Really, it's a hero's journey where we teach about Jungian archetypes. We go into the mother wound, the father wound. I mean, this is really stuff. We have a whole session on death. So what we're doing is really teaching at some fundamental level, teaching men how to properly grieve, teaching them the skill of grief so that they can navigate their way through that descent down into the darkness, feel around for the gold coins that are out down there, and then to, when they're ready, come back up and out and then share that gold with others. That's the process.
So that's a 12 weeks. You know, I just like to inform our listeners, we're just having our interview this very moment with Nathan Meola.
Yep,
Meola, yeah. Who is a program leader, manager of the Warrior Within. And what struck me in this interview with Nathan, he's the very first one who said, as much as he listened all these positive affirmations, he felt even more sick. Nathan, feel free to correct me. But what it is most important, what Nathan said, the truth, honest statement, takes a lot of time, courage, effort to fail so many times in a life. And it's easiest to fail, and you know, the energy spent on a failures, it's tremendous. So Nathan, for that one, admiring you very much again. Ladies and gentlemen, listening live, 90.5 Business Insights with Mario, Matt, Mario. Sorry, apologies, Matt and Mario. From today on Wednesdays, we're going to be on a live from 2 to 4 p.m. So join us every studio tonight after 6:30 p.m. on a live 905.com.au interview with Nathan Mayola. You're going to love this.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. Insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Term 3 courses are open for enrolments at the Parramatta College, and you have the option to learn either face-to-face in the classroom or online via Zoom. Courses include leisure and lifestyle, languages, computer skills, business and work skills. Fee-free training is also available. This training is subsidised by the New South Wales Government and eligibility criteria applies. Improve your personal and professional development with the Parramatta College. Enrol today. Call 9687 2072 or visit parramattacollege.edu.au. Station sponsor.
This is Your Sound,
Your Community,
Alive 90.5.
It's 8 minutes to three here on Alive 90.5. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt, here with Nathan Mayola. Guys, I mean, this conversation has been phenomenal. I'm honestly... I'm speechless. I've honestly gotten a lot of value out of just hearing Nathan, a lot of his wisdom that he's sharing. And a lot of it's coming from a real place. And guys, you need to understand that. Nathan is someone who has a lot of experience, and not just a lot of experience and wisdom, but it's coming from an authentic place. So Nathan, it starts tomorrow, the Warrior Within program. What's it going to look like?
The Warrior's Way is a 12-week program within the Warrior Within community. So that's all, 12 men, 12 men at the moment, journeying together for 12 weeks. And it all happens online. And I'm co-facilitating with Asha. So it's going to be really powerful. I'm looking forward to it.
So how do people can join to the to that program?
First of all, I would love to invite any man who's listening, who feels called to find out more, to simply download the app. Just go to the App Store, type in Warrior Within, and download the app. You can download it for free.
Yes.
Get involved in the conversation, and you can explore all that we've got to offer in there.
Yes.
If someone feels called to join the Warrior's Way program tomorrow night, there yes. are still sessions, so simply add me on Facebook, Nathan Mayola, and reach out. We'd be happy to have a chat. And I spend a lot of time, you know, I post a lot on Facebook is kind of where I spend
if I ask you, Nate, just a favor, quick one, after you finish the I just add you on a Facebook on a friend, you know what I mean? Well, into accept first. but the point we're trying to make, it's very simple. If we our listeners want to join to you, do you mind to just write a small message? You know, we're going to put with the podcast of yours, so the interview, and just a link, you know what I mean? And or something, let's say, like, we're starting tomorrow night, and, you know, the people can come join, because for those who don't listen to the audio, at least we have the written something from you, and we can promote this on our Facebook page of the Business Insights. It's Matt and Mario, because I will join. I know this. I will join because I'm very curious, and I have no doubt this is going to be good for me personally. After hearing what you're going through, like, you know what I mean, but I'm still in shock. 250 kilos. What's the look like, man? 250 kilos.
It looks like a man who I was wearing a 9XL shirt. Could barely tie my own shoelaces. And shifted my weight from my left to my right foot as I walked. So I swang swinging from one side to the other. I remember one time I was on a train platform, and as I swung my body to the right, I bumped into an old lady, and she went flying towards the track, and I had to grab her quickly and bring her towards me. We ended up in this beautiful embrace, me looking down at her and her looking up at me, and we stood there for maybe 10 seconds before I let her go, and she walked on her way.
It is. There's nothing. There's no shorter admiration for the Nathan Miola.
Guys, I mean, if you can't hear the authenticity and the, not just authenticity, but just the power in this man's voice. I mean,
can I just say, like, I'm inviting everybody to come on our Facebook page, Business Insights with Matt and Mario today. There's gonna be the podcast of this interview with Nathan Miola. And inviting everybody, every man, to join the program Warrior Within. Contact Nathan Miola via Facebook or go on App Store, download the app called Warrior Within. I can tell you, certainly you're going to be pleasant surprise. I'm going to join you. Nathan, I'd like to say, behalf of myself, thank you for this opportunity to talk to you. And as well, I'd like to say thank you, you know, for being our guest today. But we must have you for 2 hours in the studio as soon as the COVID restrictions go off.
I would love that. Thank you so much, Mario. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate you guys. Much love.
Much love, Nathan. No, thank you very much. Honestly, it's been
thank you.
It's been a blessing for both of us.
Can't wait to give you guys a big hug.
Thank you.
We'll be waiting.
It's gonna be Teletubbies hug. That's gonna be Nathan. Thank you very much, and all the best, ladies and gentlemen. Please join us tonight on website alive905.com.au. That's going to be the podcast on the section Business Insights with Mario and Matt. The interview with Nathan Miola, and please join to the program Warrior with him, particularly you who's struggling now during the lockdown, and it's for the main program. So feel free. The man who's 250 kilos, built a successful business, and now he knows how to help other ones. Thank you for listening. Alive 90.5. Take a short break.
Thank you, Nathan.
Thanks.
Alive 90.5. Five.
Penny's Crispy Pork Crackling is slow-cooked for that big crunch and taste. Put some crunch in your munch. As a 100% Australian-owned business, Penny's Crispy Pork Crackling have been supplying deliciously crispy snacks in three crunch-tastic flavours, barbecue, chilli and original, to pubs, bottle shops, grocers and butchers in the Hills District. Order some now by visiting our website at pennyscrackling.com.au, spelt with a Y, or calling 02-8068 9664.
Station sponsor.
Hi, Alan Barnes from Dural Pool Shop. Do you know you can upgrade your existing pool pump, chlorinator and heating to world-class energy efficiency? We have been advising customers on ways to improve their pool energy efficiency for many years and can discuss and offer several energy strategies that will reduce your carbon footprint and save you money. Speak to one of the team on 9651 4799 or visit Dural Pool Shop opposite the Vicar Hotel on New Line Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool looking just how you want it.
A proud station sponsor.
Today's bulletin brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Good afternoon, I'm Brady Evans. As the federal government tries to speed up vaccination, states and the federal treasurer have blamed vaccine suppliers for slowing down the rollout. From Canberra, Amanda Kopp reports.
New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard has laid the blame squarely with the Commonwealth for Sydney's lockdown.
If we had had the supply that we wanted, we wouldn't now be in this situation here in New South Wales.
Meanwhile, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says major businesses could administer vaccines to workers and give customers incentives for being vaccinated.
But that also goes to how quickly we get that additional supply.
While Pfizer and Moderna supplies will increase from September, Victoria is already saying they will have to wind back their vaccinations due to supply constraints. Amanda Kopp, National Radio.